you are swallowing the song. You are swallowing the song. So we cancel. Amen. It has to be faster. And it is a prophecy to your heaven and to your earth. Amen. You know, so we are going to take it strong, and we are going to pray and prophesy to our heaven and our earth. Amen. Now you are going to prophesy. You are going to prophesy to the person next to you. Amen. You know, maybe you think we have come for church. We are not in church. Amen. We are in a pulling down, digging up, casting out. Hallelujah. We are breaking down the strongholds, the thrones, the altars. Everything is coming down. And this man is sitting down. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are going to prophesy to him so that he will stand up. Amen. So prophesy to your neighbor, to your wife, to your children, to people around. Let's see how many people you can prophesy unto. Amen. As you prophesy, you touch them and bless them. Say, your earth is swallowed up, your heaven is opened up, death and hell cast into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Let's get some fire into this place. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're Lord, you church. We're in heaven. Amen. And Zion. Amen. Amen. Okay, so let's take it. Okay. Amen.
My heaven is open up.
My earth is swallowed up. That I have died into the lake of fire. To thank God, say, Lord, thank you for you have blessed me. You have blessed me with, you say, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you for blessing me. Hallelujah. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for bringing me into this inheritance. Hallelujah. I am born of the incorruptible seed. We are born of the incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you very much for today. We thank you for the table you have set. We thank you for you have begun to come to us. We thank you for the way you came to us last night. I will thank you for the way you are going to come to us today. And that you will even come to us tomorrow. Lord, you said that you have come to set the captives free. Lord, this is a conference to set every captive free. Amen. It is a conference to open every prison door. Amen. It is a conference to break down every throne, Amen. Every dominion, Amen. To break the altars. Amen. It is a conference of Josiah. Amen. We dig up every foundation. Amen. Every high place. Amen. Every speaking. Amen. Every walking of the enemy. We break it down. Amen. We break the fallow ground. Amen. We restore the sacrifices. Amen. We restore the feasts. Amen. We restore the oblations. Amen. We restore the offerings in the house of God. Amen. That the storehouse will be filled. That the Zion will be blessing. That the rivers of Eden will run wild today. They will water our soul. They will bring refreshing. There be life to the dead. Every part of us that is dead will receive life. Every cell in us that is cancerous will uproot and throw it away. Every working that is not of God in our organs, we restore it in the name of Jesus. We receive healing in our bodies, even as our soul receives the energy and the bread of heaven. Lord, we thank you. We ask, Lord, that you will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of understanding open, O God. Let there be a twinkling of the eyes. Let there be an awakening. We just bless you, Lord. For this is the breaking of the morning that is coming upon Zion. Zion rejoices again. We bless you and glorify your name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We may sit. Amen. I'm not a shouter, but I will try to shout. Because somebody started shouting last night. If I don't shout, you will think that this brother doesn't know how to shout. Amen.
Amen.
So I will attempt to shout this morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This message is in two parts. We'll continue tomorrow. But I think we are laying foundations now. Amen. Yesterday, Bryce began to lay the foundations. So I want to continue in that line of laying foundation and also bringing a cup of joy to you. Amen. Amen. You know, bringing a cup of consolation and exaltation. Amen. So we're going to mix it up together. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's start with the let's start with Psalm 20.
Yeah, turn on Psalm 20.
Yes, sir. Well, we're talking about strength in the inward man. So this is an introduction to it. Amen.
Amen.
So this is for everyone who is being shaken. Yesterday the brother said God said he will bring a time of shaking. Don't be afraid when there is shaking, because the shaking comes with blessing. So this is that blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. So are you afraid of trouble? Well, you'll be afraid of trouble if God has nothing for you in the time of trouble. But if God is with you in the trouble, then it becomes a blessing. Hallelujah. So this is a word to you. It says, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob does what? Defend thee. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So when the devil is fashioning things, threatening you, telling you this will happen, this will happen, This is the word of the Lord for you. He said, the name of the Lord. And I think somewhere in Proverbs says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. I said, the righteous runneth in and are saved. So, say, in the day of trouble, we have a defense. I will talk about that defense down the road. Hallelujah. He says, sending help from the sanctuary. So there is help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to say to yourself, there is help. And the Bible says, the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
From whence cometh my help? Say, my help cometh from the Lord. So he's saying, send the help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Amen.
Amen.
So this weekend there is strength coming from Zion. You know, some of us don't understand Zion. let me just tell you a little bit about Zion.
Yeah,
I'll come back to it. As you're sitting there in that chair, there are three things happening. Well, you can say two main things happening. Your body is in Ebe, but your soul and spirit are somewhere else. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the devil looks at you, he's seen two things. He's seen a physical body here, but the soul and the spirit are in Zion. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says that Zion is a strong city. The devil cannot come in anyhow. He comes in by permission. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will talk about it later. Amen. So I'm not an ordinary person. You may say you are an ordinary person, but I am not ordinary. Because my soul is in Zion. Hallelujah. My spirit is in Zion. And the devil cannot take any of them out. He can't come and take my soul. So now it's time for you to.
Amen.
In fact, because my soul and spirit are in Zion, my body is also in Zion. So anywhere I go becomes Zion. If I go to office, my office becomes Zion. If I'm driving, my that car becomes Zion. Amen. And there is an entourage of the host of heaven going with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That happens when you are in God. So we'll be talking about how to be in that place. Because the devil wants to convince you that you are defenseless, that there is no help for you. Anything can happen to you anytime. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Someone says the lines are falling to me in goodly places. Now look at that stream. He said, the Lord remember all thy offerings. God is a God of memorial. I don't know if you understand. God is a God of memorial. He's a God of history. He doesn't throw away the history. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, he told them that when you bring your offerings, you go and heap it. You put it on a heap. Every offering, when you take it, you go and put it on the heap. And God is looking at the heap of your offering. Hallelujah. He said, God will not forget the labor of God doesn't just forget.
Hallelujah.
You know, in our relationship, sometimes we forget. But God doesn't forget. Hallelujah. He doesn't forget His covenant, His promises. He says His eyes are looking around, watching unto His word to execute it. He says, and fulfill all thy counsel. Okay, sorry. And accept thy burnt sacrifice. Verse 4, and grant thee according to thine own heart. And fulfill all thy counsel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 6. It says, now know I that the Lord throws away His anointed. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the devil tells you, say, don't worry, look, because he did so, so it's the God has thrown you away. No, it doesn't happen. He said, now know I that the Lord does what? Saved His anointed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are in a covenant with God, He will remember. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He will not just remember, He will move to save you. Hallelujah. You say He will hear Him from where? His holy heaven. With the seven strength of His right hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say some trust in chariots. And some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is your confidence today? Is it mobile police? What is your confidence? Look at verse 8. Say they are brought down and falling. Some people are brought down and falling. But we are risen and stand upright. The Bible said that when men say there is a casting down, there is a place where people are rising up and are standing upright. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, you need to be encouraged. If you have a relationship with God, if you have a covenant with God, this is the word of the Lord as an encouragement.
Amen.
Amen. Now, look at that time. Verse 2. Let's go back to verse 2. It says, send thee help from the sanctuary. I want you to know that there is help this morning. Amen. There is help this morning. Hallelujah. The devil tells you that there is no help. I want to say, I want to declare that there is help this morning. Hallelujah. There is help for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says what? And strengthen thee out of Zion. There is a strength. Hallelujah. Now, what do you need strength to do? We need strength to deal with some strongholds within us. Amen. We need help to address the prison doors. We need help to break down the altars and to set the captives free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are talking about strength in the inward man. Do you have strength? The Bible says when the enemy comes like a flood, you need strength to stand. So this a question this morning, where is your strength? Is your strength say I will. Amen.
Amen.
When in the dream things begin to happen, or somebody makes a declaration, say by this time tomorrow you are going to be dead. Where will be your strength? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to read from Luke chapter 1.
Yeah, he said take us from Luke and Bible.
We are speaking about strength in the inward man.
So he said, don't think that we never back in the inward man.
When the Bible talks about inward man, it also means that there is an outward man. For a long time in our lives, we have been concerned with the outward. The church has been preoccupied with the outward. But that is changing. It is changing. Now, if you go to verse 80 of Luke chapter 1, we are speaking about John the Baptist.
It
says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, John the Baptist was an example of a man who was strong in his spirit. When diabetes comes to knock on your door, when cancer comes to knock on your door, when witchcraft comes to knock on your door, it will look inside the house.
He
said, what does this one have? Is there any substance here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said that the ungodly are blown away with every wind. So that the ungodly, they do not have any foundation. The Bible said that the foolish man, he didn't have any foundation. When the storms came, when the rains came, and I can prophesy to you that the rains and the storms, the arrows are coming. Hallelujah. We are not afraid of the arrows. You may not be able to stop the arrows, but there is something you can do. You can arrest the arrows. You can send it back if you want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. the arrows can come and they will fly over. So you find that there is a need to be strong. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffered violence. And what? Men of violence take it by force. Many of us are too gentle in the spirit. And it's my prayer that at the end of this conference I'll be violent in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be violent and strong in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we see a man, John the Baptist. He grew. There was strength. So when the Bible talks about the inward man, the inward man and the outward man. So you have the inward man and the outward man. The outward man is the body. The inward man is the spirit. The human spirit and the soul. Amen.
Amen.
Now, your body is the cloth, is the dress. Your body is the dress that your soul is wearing. Whether you agree or not, that is the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Your soul wears a cloth. And that cloth is the body. Amen.
Amen.
The soul is the covering of the spirit. Now, this is basic operation, which the people of God are not even very familiar with. We should be familiar with it. Because the things coming against you are very familiar with it. Amen. Say amen. Now you're too quiet this morning. Are you fasting or you ate? What did you
say?
Amen.
Amen.
You're not vibrant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are speaking about strength in the inward man. Because the Bible says we wrestle not against what? The things you are wrestling are not in the body. Even though they will affect the body. The things you are wrestling against are in the soul. And in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So we can open this out a bit and say, this is your mind. This is the emotion. This is the desire. And this is the will. Amen.
Amen.
So we are taking the battle to where it is. Amen.
Amen.
So he says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Anything that happens in the soul will affect the body. So even if you go to hospital to treat the body, and you have not treated where the origin is coming from, then you have not done much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So John says, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Amen. So it is important that there is strength in that area. That there is energy in that area. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's see another example.
Yeah,
let's move on to Luke chapter 2.
He
So we have seen one example, Jesus, John the Baptist. Now we have seen that of his brother, his cousin. A man like you called Jesus Christ. Now, the devil is telling you that Jesus is different from you. That Jesus is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, that is not true. The Bible says the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, as he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As he is, so now are we. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We will deal with that tomorrow. But I want you to understand. Ephesians chapter 1 is very clear. That God from the beginning desired that he will have sons in Christ. And that the sons of God will all be in Christ. And the head of Christ is the man called Jesus. And the body of Christ are the people looking at me in this one. So as is the head, so is the body. But there has been a separation between the head and the body for a long time. Hallelujah. The verse 10 of Hebrew of Ephesians 1 says that in the fullness of the dispensation. Now, that grammar means now. That he will bring together all things in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Both which are in heaven and on earth. So, my inheritance, you know, last night the brother was talking about conquering and then possessing. Today we are speaking about possession. You cannot possess your possessions when you are weak. How many people who do you know who go to a war when they are weak? Because the possessions are already occupied. The territory of the mind is already occupied by ancient spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are going to dispossess those spirits, then you need energy. You need the strength. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll come to that, but let's continue with this. So, verse 40 says, and the child grew and did what? Waxed strong in spirit, filled with the grace of God, filled with wisdom. Amen. Jesus did not just go around casting devils and pray away. He was strong. He was strong in spirit. Jesus was not weak. And the brethren in the bed cannot be weak. If you are not weak, say, I am strong. Yeah, I'm not happy with you people. I've got to sit down. No. Oh yeah, say I am strong. You say I am strong. How many people do you know who go to war when they are weak? Eh? But can you go to war when you are weak? You must be strong. Amen. You need substance. You need the oil in the vessel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So no man can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need a strength in the spirit. You may be weak in the flesh, but strong in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are speaking about strength. The head was strong when he began to go out, and the body cannot be weak in the midst of battle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is a time before God to be strong, to receive energy in the inward man, to be like Christ. That's what it means to be like Christ. To be like Christ means they are strong in the spirit. Hallelujah. How can you be strong in the spirit when your soul is not connected, hallelujah, to the source of energy and source of life? Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, let's go to verse 18. Sorry, verse 52. We'll see it again. He said, and Jesus did what? Increased.
And then Jesus
in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Hallelujah. You don't need to know man, you need to know God. You sisters who want to get married, do you know God? Brother, you are looking for work, do you know God? You don't need to know man, you need to know God. And you will have favor with God and man. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That's where we need strength. To be strong in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus has set the example. He said he was strong. He grew in wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, we're going very fast. So now we come to the next part. The question is, how do you receive strength? How? And I will talk about two. Because I want to go quickly to the warfare. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 10:17. We are speaking about strength in the inward man. What does he say? He says, so then, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. How do you hear? I thought you'd be doing like this as I'm doing like this. You hear with your ear. Oh yeah, show me the ear in your soul. This one is what? This is the ear in your body. But where do you hear God? You hear God with your physical ear. Amen. As you have a hearing on your body, the body is the cloth. The body is not the man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The body is only a covering. So it is only showing you what is inside. The Bible says that he that created the eyes, does he not see? He that created the ears, does he not hear? Amen. He said the idols of the people, this God, that they have ears, they can't hear. They have eyes, they can't see. But you are created in your soul, your inward man is created after the knowledge of him that created him. Hallelujah. So within your heart, there is an ear in your heart. There is an ear in your soul, an ear in your spirit, an ear in the spirit of God, an ear in Christ and in God. Hallelujah. So beginning from God down to your body, there is hearing. Amen. So when God speaks in the heavens, you will hear it down here on earth. Hallelujah. It's just that there is a blockage. And today we blast away the blockage in the name of Jesus. Every blockage, we break it. We uproot it in the name of Jesus. So the man says, speak, Lord, for thy servant. Do you hear?
Amen.
So the high priest, when they are dedicating the high priest, they take blood. The first blood goes where? On the ear. Right ear. Second blood. Right thumb. Third blood. Right ear. You think God is just laying here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, my sheep does what?
Yes.
In Sierra Leone, we say, my sheep hear my voice. Yes, in the Creole language. You say, my sheep hear my voice. You want to make sure you understand, hear. If you are God's sheep, the evidence that you are sheep is what? You hear the voice. Where do you hear the voice? Deep down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, eyes have not seen. Which eye? Ears have not heard. Which ear? The things that God has prepared for you, but they are revealed by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God bears witness, it's ministering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the hearing of the word of God is deep down. The more you hear that voice, the more it goes louder. The more you hear that voice, the more it goes louder. You pass the man on the road. Say, that's your husband.
Amen.
Isn't that so? You just pass the man, say, that's your husband. You were trying to hear. Before you can hear this, your husband, you must have been hearing it long time. Amen. You say, you hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk again. So of us are walking zigzag. That's why there is no strength. You wake up in the morning, you have not heard from God. You have not heard from heaven. You go into the business. You go and do this and this, you have not heard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you hear, you probably say, don't go out today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So before the devil is going, you already saw him. Elisha was in his house, hearing what the king of Israel was talking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
To say faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by who? Hearing by your soul. Hallelujah. Hearing speaks of a relationship with you. That relationship begins from the brazen altar. It begins from the cross. It begins from when you make a covenant with God. Hallelujah. God installs a transmitter in your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He opens your ear. And from that day you begin to hear His voice. Because you are now His sheep. Don't you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So saying faith comes by hearing of your inward man, of the voice of the Master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said the day is coming, and now is, when all that are in the grave of the body will hear the voice of the Son of Man. And as you are hearing it, and as your soul is hearing the sound of the trumpet, that sound that your soul hears, that he said, my word will not go and come back void. That sound will quicken you. He said that we are raised up and made to stand together with him. Hallelujah. Don't you understand? When God sent his word, the word is not coming back void. Hallelujah. As you are hearing this word now, it should not come back void. You must open the prison door. You must break the altar. You must break the chains. You must break the bondage. You must break the thrones. You must arrest every arrow that has been shot against you. You arrest the arrows and break them in pieces. Because the Bible says no arrow will be shot in this city. Don't you understand? Amen.
Amen.
It all comes by hearing. So one of the strongest weapons you have is to hear. But how can you hear when you are always hearing WhatsApp and Twitter and internet? Amen. In this small time, internet. Any small time, WhatsApp. Any small time, please. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prison doors are becoming stronger. The altars are becoming strengthened. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your head is filled with the knowledge of the world. But your soul is lean. Because man does not receive energy by physical bread alone. Oh yes. If you eat physical food, your spirit will receive strength, for sure. He said, bodily exercise profited very little. If you want to receive the energy of God, then it's by the every word of God. Hallelujah. This inward man feeds upon words, upon spirit. Jesus said, the words I say to you, they are spirit and life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can give your body, your soul, as much physical food you can. It's like snacks. Your soul needs heavy life, heavy energy. So one of the changes you need to make is that you must decide to have a lifestyle of feeding your soul with the bread of heaven. And the bread of heaven is a testing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is the Word.
Jesus.
He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. Hallelujah. So as you open your soul, Christ will be made flesh in you. Hallelujah. Christ will be made flesh in your soul. Your soul will receive substance. Because that is the definition of faith. He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hallelujah. It's a reality. Hallelujah. He said, it is the evidence of things not seen. Your soul must see what your natural eye cannot see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what are you seeing? You are seeing Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are seeing your inheritance in Christ. It says that the eyes of the understanding might be opened, that we might know the hope of our calling. That is the substance. When you receive the substance in your soul of your hope, hallelujah. If today they come and tell you that you have an insurance in the bank, you have been hoping that somebody will give you something, and they come and give you a check and say, here is the check, your life will change. Amen. The other day there was a lady that won a lottery of over $700 million. Amen. She only heard the news. And it was a knowledge she had. And instantly her life changed. But I want to tell you that there is more inheritance for you. Amen. And as you come to God and you hear and you see down in your soul, your personality will change. If you see and know your inheritance in God, your personality will change. Many of us in this room, we are living our lives as slaves, prisoners, and paupers. When we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. Nobody in this room needs to walk around oppressed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how can you know unless you hear? He said, how can they know without a preacher? Hallelujah. Your soul needs to come to God. Your soul needs to open up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Bible says that in Christ, all the things in heaven, all the things in earth are brought into one. Do you know what he's saying? In Christ, the heavens and the earth become one. What does that? What is that saying? The resources of heaven are available to you. When we talk about resources of heaven, we are speaking about the power of God. The power of God to speak on our behalf. For a long time, we have been deceiving ourselves. Okay, not you. I have been deceiving myself. We say Pentecost, the miracle. It's not that we are not following miracle. We have been living a false life. We have been deceiving ourselves because we have refused to press into the miraculous. There is no miracle in our life because We are lazy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is saying, if you stretch out your hand, you will see the reality. He says, the evidence of things not seen. There must be an evidence for your faith. There must be a substance to our faith. There must be the raw power of God in my life. Hallelujah. For a long time we have been powerless and we have covered it up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have been in bondage. You have covered it up with religion. We say we are not attacker. We are this and we are that. The Bible says in Mount Zion that the sons of God will possess their possession. And by possession is miracle. Amen. Raw power of God. If Christ is in my soul, I'm not even going there this morning. Maybe tomorrow we'll go there. Do you know who Christ is? And the Christ is in your soul. And one rascal demon from Ibe comes around today. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Christ is in your soul. One rascal demon from Ibe comes. Hey! Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not like the Son of Righteousness will arise. Go out to the sun and stay now. When the sun is at its height, go out. Amen. The sun does not argue with anybody. Does he argue with you? No argument. You go there, you will feel the raw power of the sun.
Amen.
We have been lazy. We have been hiding.
Amen.
He said that the Son of Righteousness will arise. Paul said, show me your faith by your works. Where are the works, brethren?
Amen.
Where are the works? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to go back to the drawing board. We are going back to the drawing board. Say that you might be strengthened with power in what man. Let's look at that in Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3, is it not 10? Look at verse 10. Okay, let's start from there. He said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Do you know what is heavenly places? The heavenly places is my mind. I hope you think it's not this thing you're looking outside there. The heavenly places is my mind, my emotion. This inward man, that is the heavenly places. Amen. The devil got there and he's very quiet. Settled. How did the devil get into my mind? The devil got into my mind. There was an ancient activity that happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Darkness entered my mind. Darkness entered the look, you know, we are arguing. You say, is man a spirit or soul? Well, the jury is out. Man is a spirit being. Because the end time called out whatever name you have, we have been deceiving ourselves. Man is a spirit being.
Our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not a spirit, but you're a spirit being.
I am for the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the body will become spiritual at the end.
Amen.
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 How much more the soul? He said the soul will be a quickening spirit. Anger is a spirit. Where is it? Is it not in you? Lust is a spirit. Where is it operating? Is it not in your soul? Amen.
Amen.
It's time to wake up, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 When we talk about heavenly places, it's within you. The kingdom of God is within you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And darkness enter into that realm. Say, God planted a garden eastward in Eden. Grammar. In the soul, there is a garden, there is a source of light. There was a spring. There is a place where life comes from. Hallelujah. The devil went there and fuck him. Darkness entered there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And there are dark natured spirits. Spirits that feed on darkness. They follow the darkness into my soul. Amen. So it's not just my soul alone. We have darkness also. They have spirits that feed on the darkness. So you're looking at three different things now. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the darkness has been growing. So also the authority of these spirits have been growing. Don't you understand? And the more the darkness has been increasing, my soul has been pressed down in bondage by the darkness. My mind has been operating in a low place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when I'm born, I'm already born in as a servant of darkness, and my soul is filled with altars and images and thrones and dominions. You know, Isaac was talking about it last night. You know, some of those dominions, Philistines,
Egypt.
We didn't even talk about Moab. We didn't talk about the Amorites. We didn't talk about the Canaanites. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are divisions of darkness and spirits that feed on darkness that have buried themselves into the realms of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
When the children of Israel got to Canaan, the place was already populated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for a long time, the church will be deceiving ourselves. We are going to heaven. A man in heaven is going to heaven. A man that is heaven is going to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But God has a people. He has a people in Igbe. And the devil said, we are going to wipe them out. Don't you understand? There is a target for the devil. I have a target for the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is something that I know the devil doesn't do. There is something I have that he doesn't have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the devil wants me to be afraid. You know, the devil took Peter. He said, immediately we take Peter. They will all run away. Eh? You see Peter, hey, James. So they carry James back inside prison. Cut his head off. All the brain he ran away that day. Say, Jesus of Nazareth. Where was our God when they called the sister? Where was God when they called the head of James? You. Where was God when they called the head of James? You. Where was God when they called the head? Where is the wrong one now? You. Where was God when they called the head of James? You. Amen. He said, if you just cut the head. Igbo people said they were balaga. That means Igbo man said balaga. That means everybody run away. Amen. And before they could say another one, chakam, they carry Peter. Yeah.
Strong.
Amen. Peter is coming out of prison.
Hallelujah.
Don't you understand what is happening? Do you understand where we are going to? You better understand though. Peter must come out of prison. Hallelujah. Who decides when Peter will come out of prison? Say the church. Said enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The church had the king. And because the church allowed the devil, was dancing around. God didn't have problem with Herod and his people. He didn't have any problem. Hallelujah. He was waiting for the church. But I have news. The church is rising. Amen.
Amen.
The bones are coming together. The flesh is coming on the bones. Life is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, I'll run away. You better don't run away. Come and stay. Because Peter is coming out of prison. Amen. Don't you understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, the devil has put his hand everywhere. But God has a solution for
you.
God has a solution. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not doing, okay, so
let's read down.
So to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places of our soul might be known by the church in it, the manifold wisdom of God. So God is depending on you to teach them a spiritual lesson. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God is depending on you to teach. Those they need to learn one or two lessons. And it is you and me that will do it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
According to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ, if we will have boldness and access with confidence in him. Listen. As I'm standing here, as you are sitting down there, my strength is not in the grammar I'm speaking. I want you to understand. My strength is that I am in Christ. And Christ is in me. Amen. That's my strength. Hallelujah. And because I am in Christ, and Christ is in me, he said, greater is he that is in me than in Port Harcourt, than in Nigeria. QED.
Amen.
Amen. The devil say it happened to that brother. That's not my problem. My problem is that Christ is in me. And I am in Christ. That settles the matter. Amen. He that dwelleth where? In the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? under the shadow. That means the man is in the shadows, you know. The man is in Christ. That shadow means the covering of the head. I am part of the body. Don't you understand? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
If your strength is how much you can fast, you have a problem. If your strength is how much you can pray, you have a problem. Because the Bible says, it's not of him that willeth, of him that, but of the Lord that does what? There is the mercy of God. Hallelujah. Unto those that fear him. Amen. The man that fears God, when darkness touches him, his day is ruined. He will never be at peace. Amen. That's how you know the man that fears God. The man is not comfortable with it. He said, "Oh God, deliver me. I will not eat today because, oh God, I'm not happy. For the next 7 days, I'm not going to eat because I'm not happy." And he's crying upon God. "Oh Lord, have mercy." He said, "Thou lovest righteousness. I hated wickedness." A brother told us, it's not enough to love righteousness. You must also hate wickedness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And when you dwell in that secret place of waiting upon God, of walking with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, God, God said he will honor you with long life. He says, if any man will do anything, fire comes out. Now, this is a high level now. Do you understand? I have nothing to do with the fire. I don't control the fire. But if the devil wants to do something, there is an obunigwe that automatically God releases. Amen. That's how the laws of God work. They are already in motion against anyone that will do anything. So I don't need to say, God, destroy my enemies. I say, God, have mercy on my enemies. Please let the fire not destroy them. Because certainly judgment will come. Hallelujah. He says, that is the heritage of the sons of God. Sons of God, don't go around and say, God, kill my enemies. No. He said, God, have mercy on my enemies. Forgive them. For they know not what they do. Because judgment is already going out. Because he that toucheth you does what? Toucheth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That man was very, very careful. Say, "Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, save. Oh Lord, deliver. Oh Lord, forgive. Lord, I forgive. Let your mercy not come. Let your judgment not come." Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 It is the church that is to teach principality. It is the church that is to terrorize principality. And for a long time, we have been sleeping. But God has allowed James' head to be cut off. So that the church will wake up. Brethren, I'm waking up. Are you waking up? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are still going to that verse 14. All right, let's go there quickly. Okay, let's read that thing down. It says, "Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." Let the tribulations not discourage you. Amen. But Emma, do you hear that? He said, let your tribulation not discourage you. Amen. For he said, this little tribulation is working a weight of glory. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you. Not just grant you. He says, according to his riches. Of his glory. To be strengthened with mind. By his spirit. In the inner man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know if you know, but let me show something. This is the soul. This is your spirit. But the good news is that this is the spirit of God. And this is Christ.
Christ,
the Son of God. Amen. And then this is the Father. Amen. And then this will be the body here. Amen.
Amen.
The good news is that there is a river that flows. Hallelujah. Psalm 46 says there is a river that does what? That makes glad. The streams thereof make glad. The city of God. Now, you see this soul? The soul in his fallen nature. The soul in the fallen nature. Depends on the earth energy.
It
depends on the energy from the earth for its life and excitement. And the devil knows that your soul is bound to the earth. That my soul is bound to the earth. That when my emotions want to be happy, it will turn on the TV. Amen. So let me relax. Let me have entertainment. This one, I don't like this one. Okay, let me look now. Start from channel
500. Okay.
Until you come to channel 1. Then I don't like this one. You now bring that round thing. Let me go to my WhatsApp group. And see the funny fun time. And you start putting fun time. Amen. But there is a river that make it glad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that it says the joy of the Lord. There is an energy called the joy of the Lord. It brings strength to the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know him? The joy of the Lord. You know, there's a channel called Joy TV, not that Joy TV. This is Joy Channel from heaven. Amen. When God shows you one video, one revelation, you see the video in your soul. The Isaac saw one video. He started shouting and running all over the school. They had to hold this, my friend. Come. What is your problem? Ask him that he will tell you. He saw one video in his soul. He saw him jumping and shouting. And last night you saw him at the shouting. That's why. Amen. May the Lord give you a video this morning. May the Lord visit you with the revelation of Christ. Amen. He said, John said, I was on the island called Patmos. And I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Do you know that this is the Lord's day? Oh yes, the last day is the Lord's day. The seventh day is the Lord's day. Don't you understand? This is 6,000 years. And we are now in the last day. Amen. Say that the heavens were open. And I saw the visions of God. I want to tell you that men are seeing visions. Amen. One say, I was among the captives. Among the river Sheba. And I saw a vision. A cloud coming from the north. Out of the cloud, fire was coming, rolling. Amen. Say there was a cloud covering, sound thundering. Amen. Inside it, I saw something that looked like a man. I saw four living creatures. Amen. They were looking like this. For 7 days, he sat down. He did not talk to anybody. The reason why we talk too much is that we have not seen. I say, God, show me a fresh vision of Christ. John saw that Christ. And he was slain. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We are asking for a new revelation of Christ. When I begin to see that revelation, my appetite for the earth. It says, if Christ be risen from the dead, set your affections on the things above.
Amen.
This soul feeds on Christ. The energy of heaven called Christ. And as you're talking, this Christ is moving around now. He's going from seat to seat. I don't know if you understand. He moves around in the midst of the church. Christ is here in fullness. He is also in your soul. He is also in my soul. He is the word being spoken. Don't you understand? The Christ in me is ministering to the Christ in you. And the Christ in you is ministering to the Christ in me. It's if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah!
Amen.
There is an explosion coming to the church. There is an earthquake coming to the church. Christ is going to be exploded. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And that power, you cannot contain it. It will be flowing out of us.
Amen!
When you stand like this, it is radiating. Amen. Back by what I say, radiating. Your skin, your body will begin to change. Hypertension will run away. I speak to my wife, I say, hypertension has run away. Say amen, sister. Amen. You, I speak to you, it has run away. Amen. Amen. We break down the altars. Because Christ is arising. Amen. He said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen.
Amen.
For a long time, we have made friends with the world. Amen.
Amen.
So he that loves the world does not like me. Amen. So you speak about strength in the inward man. Now let me land. What is that strength in the inward man? It is Christ in you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, many of us are fighting the battle without Christ. Let me say it again. It's not of him that willeth. It's not of him that runneth. It is the Lord in you that does the running, that does the walking. Amen. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It's no longer I that live. There's a difference when you are fighting the devil and when the Christ in you is fighting the devil. There are two different things. And we have been fighting. And I think many of us are coming to the end of our fighting. We say, God, we are tired. God said, now that you are tired, I can take over. Amen. We have used our energy to fight the devil. We have used our technology to fight the devil. He said, if you are wrong with the footmen, and they wearied you, these footmen have wearied us. Because we see the horses coming. Amen. Eh? A young man is now an industry for selling human parts. He has them on his computer. I want tongue. Yesterday. This rascal boy will go and sell tongue to politicians. When you see that, you know that the horses have come. You know that the horses have landed. And that is telling you, you must run to the baptism. You must rise higher. Amen.
Amen.
It's not enough to say I'm born again. Brother, I am born again. We are doing revelation. It's not like that. Christ must be you. And the Christ in you must be strong. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your God must be big in you. Is your God big in you? God can be in you, but it's like a in bondage. He says that the child, as long as he's a servant, as long as he's a child, is under bondages. We have been called. We are heirs of God. We are sons of God. We are Emergent Church. We are Manchai Company. We are Joshua Company. No problem. As long as you are a child, you are in bondage. The church has been in bondage. We say we cannot have miracle. Miracle is for the Pentecost. Miracle is for so and so and so. Lie. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good, healing all the oppressed of the devil. We must first heal ourselves. Then we can heal the church. Amen. The world is looking for healing. The world is looking for deliverance. Let's stop the excuse.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more excuse. No more excuse. We must rise. We must be keeping. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let me end with the last one. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the last one is the sweetest.
Amen.
Amen. And the last one is Zion. It's called Zion. This is your Obunigwe. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's start from the end. Then we'll come down. Hebrews 12. Verse 22. It says, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion." It didn't say you will come. But ye are come unto Mount Zion. Now you know what happens? When the soul is born into the world. According to Paul, he says, he say that you are, we are strangers from the commonwealth of God. What that means is that the soul is outside Zion. The soul doesn't have access to Zion. The soul is wandering around looking for life. Amen.
Amen.
Anywhere it gets life, it takes. The soul doesn't know God. The eyes of understanding are all blinded. Blinded. Amen.
Amen.
That soul has no covenant with God. Amen.
Amen.
But when the blood comes,
amen.
The Bible says that blood, according to Ephesians number 2, it breaks down that wall of separation. Amen. And that blood brings us in. We're able to see the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. We're able to come into that covenant relationship. What that means is that the soul is now brought into Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from that moment, that soul becomes an inhabitant of Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Zion, there are many steps in Zion. And that's what the tabernacle represents. The tabernacle represents the steps of going up to the highest point. Amen.
Amen.
Because that highest point is the point where the soul can no longer go down. Amen.
Amen.
Because the soul can depart. Sometimes I want to go back. But there is a point of no return. And that's what the Bible calls the salvation of the soul. You see, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. The point when the soul and Christ become one. Amen.
Amen.
Where the soul becomes married to Jesus Christ. So that soul and Christ become one. One spirit. And that spirit is Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you receive the blood, spiritually, your environment changes spiritually. In fact, Colossians say you are transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son. Amen. You come into light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The light of God begins to run. You begin to operate under a new government of life and life and immortality. Amen.
Amen.
Those spirits begin to now run through the soul. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible makes us understand the way Zion works by showing us what they call the city of refuge. God said to Joshua and to Moses, he said, whenever any man is running, has an issue of blood, there is a blood issue, he has killed somebody, or he has committed an abomination, you must set up in your midst cities of refuge, where if the man runs into, the avenger of blood can no longer have access to him. Amen.
Amen.
And he says that in that city of refuge, there will be elders. There will be a congregation. But above that, he says that the high priest will have dominion over that city. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's very, very clear. That city of refuge is protected by God Himself. Amen.
Amen.
It is God. He said, as long as the high priest is alive, the avenger of blood, no matter how much evidence he has, no matter whatever handwriting he has, no matter whatever covenant he is bringing, if the high priest is alive, that avenger of blood cannot have access. Amen. And the Bible says that Jesus is what? The high priest of the profession of our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody will say, why then am I living in bondage? Amen.
Amen.
There are rules of the city of refuge. Anybody that comes to the city of refuge, you cannot sneak in and come and sit down. And many of us have sneaked in and we have sat down. We have pending cases with the devil. We have pending cases with the devil. The devil has been pursuing us. You come in here and you come and sit down. You have broken the rule.
Amen.
He says that when you come in, you must declare your matter to the brethren, to the elders, and of course to the high priest.
Amen.
Have you made the condition? Have you declared your cause?
Amen.
Have you declared your matter? Have you repented of the matter? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the Bible said that the elders and the congregation will judge the matter. They will judge the matter. And they will pass a judgment. He said, we have looked at the matter. And today we are going to pass the judgment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will look at the matter.
He
said, this man is guiltless. Do you know the greatest judgment of the matter? The blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, by the shedding of blood, there is forgiveness.
Amen.
If your father's house is a house of chieftaincy, like my own, amen. You know you have bought market. If there is chieftaincy in your house, you have bought market. But that market is for the glory of God. Don't you understand? Amen. If you are the first son, you have bought market. It is for the glory of God. Amen. If you are the first daughter, you have bought market. It is for the glory of God. Amen. And there are different conditions like that. If in your father's house, they went and cut off somebody's head, you have bought market. Amen. It's called generational curses. Something is speaking against you. Something is speaking against you. Something is strengthening spirit against you. Amen. But the Bible said that the blood of Jesus Christ is also speaking. And that blood speaks better things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So it is blood for blood. Voice for voice. Covenant for covenant. Amen.
Amen.
You say, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Amen.
Amen.
Colossians says he took away the handwriting against us. Let me tell you, there are handwritings in the mind. There are handwritings in the emotions and the desires and the soul. They're not just writing that, there are engravings. 6,000 years has engraved it. When you marry, you will not have children. You will never marry. Anger is your nature. Lust is your nature. It is engraved. You are a servant of whoredom. Your mind will never rise in God. It is engraved.
Amen.
When you come into the city of refuge, you must declare your matter. Amen. To the high priest. To the judge.
Amen.
He says, the judge of all flesh. He says, oh thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Have you come to God? Hallelujah. He said, when you come to God, God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, has he said it? Will he not do it? If God says it, he said he has sworn by himself and by his word, two immutable counsels. He said, my covenant will I not break or change the thing that is gone out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, covenant keeping God. He swore to Abraham. He says, by your seed you will be blessed. That seed in Christ, and that seed is in you, and you have been brought into that seed, which is Christ. So blessing is your name. Hallelujah. He said, nobody can bless those that have blessed. Nobody can curse those that I have cursed. If any man curses you, it is of no effect, because curse is every man that hangs on the tree. He said, Jesus has been made a curse for us. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus has a curse for you. You are declared free. If you come into the city of refuge and you hide yourself under the high priest, you say, Jesus, I hide myself in you. Amen. He told the woman, say, come under my skin. Say, cover me with the borders of your garment.
Amen.
When he begins to cover you with the shadow of his wings. Hallelujah. The Bible says life will come. Hallelujah. There are some who have left Bethlehem. They have gone into Moab. But God says there is bread that has come back again. So there must be an exodus out of Moab. Moab is the flesh. Moab is the world. Our soul has gone into Moab for bread, for life, for entertainment and nourishment. From there you must come back into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And when the judgment is given, the city of refuge, they say this man is free. The Bible says they will give him a place in the city. And the man is free to pursue his business in God, to pursue his ministry in God. Amen. You are free to pursue your ministry and business in God. The Bible says that the avenger of blood cannot raise one thing. Hallelujah. So if truly you have come into Zion, your confidence is the Lord. Amen. It says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Amen.
Amen.
He said he will save with his right hand.
Amen.
So what are we saying? Isaiah 26 says we have a strong city. Brethren, our strong city is not Ipe. If you have been dwelling in Ipe or in Nigeria, please, can you come to Zion?
Amen.
Can you transfer your soul, your mind into
Zion?
Would you stop despising Zion? Oh city, oh city, oh city of God, glorious things are spoken of thee. Oh city, oh city, oh city of God, glorious things are spoken of thee. Such glory has spoken of me, oh city, Zion city, Zion city of God, glorious things are. Amen. Zion is a heavenly city where the soul dwells. I hope you understand. Do you understand that? Zion is the city where the souls of the redeemed dwell. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. I come a singing unto Zion, an everlasting joy shall be upon your head. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. I come a singing unto Zion, an everlasting joy shall be upon my head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, gladness and joy and sorrow. And morning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall be God. I come in singing unto Zion, an everlasting joy shall be upon your head. I want you to understand, your soul dwells in Zion. Your soul should be in Zion now. That means you must remove your feet. It says, take your feet away from the crooked way. The soul walks in realms. I don't know if you understand. The soul walks in realms. Either in the realms of darkness or the realms of light. From darkness to darkness or from light to light. Amen. So it says, remove your feet from the evil way. Amen. Say to your emotion, come back. David said to my soul, wait on the Lord. Amen. We're going to pray today. We're going to speak to your soul. If your soul has wandered into the way of darkness, the things of darkness will come upon your soul. You cannot be dwelling in darkness and enjoy light. Amen. Hallelujah. We can go into darkness, even though we are light. Amen. Dinah did such a thing. Dinah is a type of the soul that is looking for pleasure in the world. When we climb down from heaven and begin to look for entertainment on the earth, we will be defiled. Amen. But we can say to our soul today, my soul wait on the Lord. My soul return. Return, O Shunammite. Return to the Lord. Return to the Lord. I want us to stand and begin to pray. Speak to your soul. My soul return. My soul return. My soul return. Return from where you have gone. Oh, my soul. My soul. Wait on the Lord in the day of his coming. The deliverance will come. My soul, wait on the Lord. Speak to the altars in your soul. Speak to the burdens in your soul. Speak to the dominions in your soul. Speak to the darkness in your soul. Speak to the Canaanites in your soul. Speak to the Philistines in your soul. Speak to the ancient spirits that have invaded your soul. Speak to the covenant that speak in your soul. Speak to the altars that have been raised in your soul, the images, the spirit that have run wild, they have even invaded your body. They have invaded the body. They are eating up the body. He says, this altar belongs to God. This body belongs to God.
Let that be. Let the evil be.
Oh, better come and pray.
Come back to the dwelling place of Zion. Even the city of David.
Prayer. We're dealing with altars, the thrones.
From the world, from the places of this life, we will locate unto Zion, where the spirit of God is.
Honey,
in the order, oh God, we are calling, oh God.
Bring me some tissue or handkerchief.
Hallelujah.